As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Hi there, welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier. From Odyssey's Nerd Talk, I'm your host, Gregor. Or should we say from Gregor's Nerd Talk, I'm your host, Gregor. He's been in the managing editor here at Odyssey, now just a guy making jokes on Twitter for free. He's Brandon from the internet.
Is this like a situation with Santana featuring Rob Thomas? Like, this is... This is Gregor's Nerd Talk featuring Brandon.
Yeah, oh, that's good. Or like one of the people that's introduced at the end on Saturday Night Live. I don't know why they have a feature role.
Right.
And featuring.
Yeah.
And it's like no one I've ever heard of.
Yeah. Today
I'm just like trying out.
I thought about you today. I was driving and this morning, and I saw a big like work truck parked in the driveway of somebody's house, and
Yeah. It
said on the side that their logo of this company, which was called, well, look, I'll tell you what the logo is, and then you tell me if you can tell me, or you see if you can tell me what the name of the company is. Okay, the logo was a poop emoji with thick framed glasses on. Can you tell me the name of that company?
I got it. Turd Nerds.
Yes! That's exactly what it is. And now I've done absolutely nothing to look up what the Turd Nerds actually do. They're not where they were parked. It's not in an
they're
area where
you.
I expect...
Just come over to your house and poop in the tank.
You gotta find them on, like, the back page of The Stranger or whatever it is that you get special weird services like that. I mean, I'm sure that they come and snake your drains, if you know what I mean.
What's awesome is that they probably used the same clip art that they tried to use for Nerd Talk forever. And like that, it's like square rimmed glasses,
yeah,
and
exactly.
A thing in the middle, and like a little swoop of hair at the top.
It looks like the glasses that River. It looks like Rivers Cuomo.
Yeah,
almost exactly.
Yeah. That's like the number one thing that came up when you search nerd, and they like.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, neither of us is a scientist, engineer, or
turd nerd.
But if you are specifically a turd nerd, let us know what we get right and what we get wrong. Do us a favor to search out Gregor's Nerd Talk on what's it called?
Apple or
whatever.
Or wherever podcast. You listen to everything.
Listen on the Odyssey app. If you're listening from the Apple Podcasts, then go ahead and search out Gregor's Nerd Talk for me and leave us a review. That always helps us do better. And also, we need your answer to this episode's question of the week.
This episode's question of the week is, what's the best flavor of pie?
And I asked that because at the time of writing this, it was Pi Day, March 14th, which is 3.14, which is the abbreviation or the shortened version of the irrational number pi. And unless you live anywhere outside of the United States where they do the date the right way, they do... Then you need 22/7, which would be July 22nd. And so, but we won't get into that. Anyway.
So Pi Day doesn't exist. Oh, I see. Oh, man, that's crazy. So they celebrate Pi Day on a different day.
I'm guessing that they probably don't celebrate Pi Day because we're, you know, I don't know. We just like look for reasons to celebrate things. This one, but rather than just like National Cheeseburger Day being on some random day in January, at least this one like yeah, you know, kind of makes some sense for us.
Does your birthday fall on any of those like special?
Oh, do you mean Oprah's birthday?
Oh,
yeah,
perfect.
It does.
Yeah. Oh, it does. Yeah. So other than Oprah's birthday, though, are there any of those like weird holiday things that fall on your birthday?
Oh, you mean do you consider Greg Louganis' birthday a holiday?
Oh man, two. You're not the most famous Greg born on your birthday.
No, for sure. like, for instance, shout-outs to my friend Katie Beck, and her birthday was on Sunday this week, and that was daylight saving time, and I text her to be like, though I'm sure I remember I only remember every time it happens, I can't believe your birthday's on daylight saving time, Dan, that you get robbed. And then she wrote back what I'm sure she says to everybody, which was, yeah, I feel like at this age I could use every hour I can get.
Yeah, nice.
And I'm sure that's just the carpet response.
Yeah, she copied and pasted from the last text that she had sent somebody.
It said to Jeff at the end.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, oh, you forgot to.
Yeah. You meant Greg Louganis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My birthday falls on Hitler's birthday, which is great.
Oh.
Not great, obviously. It also.
But what else is that?
My birthday is 420. So I was at this place the other day, and somebody who I had to fill out a piece of paperwork, and the woman who has processed that paperwork was sitting in this back office, and I'm talking to somebody at the reception desk. And then out of nowhere, I just hear, your birthday's 420? This is a 65-year-old woman who comes out, and we're like, do you celebrate 420? And she was like, no, but I do the pot. I was like, okay.
You win.
It's also National Lima Bean Respect Day on 420. So it's not eat lima beans, it's just respect them beans.
So now, hold on one second. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
You're in the back office filling something out. Was there a couch there?
No couch.
Okay, because I'm just trying to figure out if you're making old lady porn or if you joined the army. Like, when do you begin serving your enlistment?
I'm not going to fight in Ukraine, but what I am going to do is some old ladies. No, so what's your favorite pie? What's your favorite pie? Tell us what your favorite pie is.
And just think about this, Brandon, because we'll get back to you with it. I have a forever favorite pie.
Oh, absolutely. Me too.
And so this is really actually, it should take 2 seconds anyway. Bad news for the receiver of the first pig to human heart transplant. Oh boy. After an undisclosed health issue has sadly killed the patient.
Oh.
The modified pig heart was transplanted in early January, which is also bad news for the pig whose heart was taken.
Right, like, this wasn't like an old lady who swallowed the fly situation where, like, they moved the pig heart to the human, but they also moved,
like, a
gopher.
And then Brandon walks in with his pants down. Where's my money?
They moved a gopher heart to the pig, but they moved a squirrel heart to the gopher, and they, like, all the way down. So that pig is also dead.
He did. Yeah, that's, no one ever talks about that. They're like, wow, we could genetically modify this pig so that way it grows a heart that'll work in a human, and then then the humans can be saved. And you're like, yo, what about that bacon?
Yeah, I mean, at least we use the whole animal. We use the bacon, we use the lard, and we use the heart to save your Uncle Jeff.
Yeah, and my dad eats the feet.
Oh, weird. Yeah, really?
That was a weird thing growing up in a Hungarian house.
Sure.
And it's like, he came from a time where you don't waste anything. It's called World War II.
Yeah.
And you don't waste stuff because he didn't have anything. And so, like, he would get so excited, and I would open up the fridge and be like, ah, come on. And there would be like a glass cooking jar thing. And you could see that there was pickled pig's feet in it. And it was, I was like, you can't, Mom, he cannot keep this here.
I try really hard not to be, weird about other people's food because of reasons like that. Like, that person learned how to, you know, your dad had to learn how to eat the pig's feet and enjoy them and all of these other things. And you know, the macaroni and cheese ice cream that we talked about weeks and weeks ago. I don't want to yuck people's yum. You know, it's like, it's not fun to, you know, gatekeep food, which every single person in the world has to eat. At the same time, I'm just not going to try it. Like, I can be okay just not wanting to try it and being like, you know what, liver, while I'm sure it's a delicacy, Grandma, and you had to eat that all of the time when you were a kid and having liver and onions with my great-grandma, again, World War II, I thank you for the offer, but no, I'm not going to do this. Also, if the pig heart or dead, I might try other things first. Like dead? Yeah, like dead. What happened?
I've been having heart flutters recently, Brandon. Maybe I'm going to need one. Maybe I shouldn't be bagging on it.
Maybe it's the coffee that you're drinking too late in the day. Or maybe it's the fact that, do you drink enough water? Because I'm a person who heart flutter sent me to the hospital like two or three times because I freaked the F out because I was having panic attacks, obviously, about thinking that I was going to die any second now. And they were like, oh, no, we did EKG, you're fine, all that, and whatever. It turns out that they're like, just drink more water, dummy.
Can I just say that the other night when I was going to sleep with this problem, I was like exhausted and I was like, oh, here we are discussing health issues now. I leaned over to my wife and I was like, hey, if I die, I just want you to know I love you and tell the boy to be a good boy. And she was like, yeah, okay. she said, I love you too, but she was like, you're not dying, dummy. And so I kind of feel what you're saying right there, where you're freaking out and like,
but nobody around you is speaking. Stupid. Yeah. I remember being like, hey, I told somebody around me, I was like, hey, my heart is doing this thing. Like, what should I do? And they did not seem as freaked out as me. And I was like, no, you don't understand. Like, I'm going to die any second now. And they were like, no, you don't understand. You're 18 years old. You're not having a heart attack. Now, this is not medical advice. 18-year-olds can have heart attacks. It's just extremely, extremely rare. And I was a healthy, for all, you know, intents and purposes, 18-year-old at the time. I was not having a heart attack. I literally just needed to drink more water. Since I stopped drinking coffee at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and started drinking a lot more water, my heart doesn't do those dumb things anymore. And also it helps that I have a pig heart now.
I was going to say, if you come over to my house and there's pigs and you don't see me serving bacon, just know I'm up to something. Okay. It's called science.
He also has pig feet. All jokes aside, this guy, very sad that he passed away and that this medical, you know, transformation, this thing that could have helped and possibly still can help a lot of people, did not work. Now, you said that he died from a undisclosed health issue, so he like didn't tell them, oh, I am actually allergic to pig heart or something like that. Like there was something
I'm
else
actually of a religion that is not allowed to eat bacon.
right. So like, what is this undisclosed, like it's undisclosed, so we don't know, but like, is it an unrelated health issue that the pig heart thing just didn't help, or was it a situation where he just like wanted to get that pig heart, so he lied about a thing?
It's Omicron.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I assume that what they're not ready to full on admit that the transplant didn't work and that the heart was rejected. Yeah. I'm sure they're not like overdosed on cocaine while he was out partying and banging with his new heart. It was probably not.
Yeah. I think even in the best of circumstances where you're getting a human heart transplant, I'm pretty sure it's very difficult to what do they call it when your body like receives it and incorporates it, right? It accepts it
as opposed
it or
to rejecting
whatever.
It yeah.
Exactly. I think even in the best of conditions, that's a very challenging thing for Resorts a person
it.
To go through. Yeah. Oh no, I have pig feet now. So I mean, look, props to him for trying, I suppose. RIP in peace for everything that happened afterwards.
Did the patient receive it? Not, there's really not a word for it. I'm just kind of Googling to see if there's a thing there. Now, if you had to have the feet of any other animal, you could have another animal's feet. And I mean attached to your body.
Sure.
And just your feet.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you don't go pig. That's ridiculous. No. I mean, then my dad comes back from the dead and zombie Tom eats your feet.
Like, yeah.
But like, what animal's feet do you go for?
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure I'm like some sort of like flying raptor.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be pretty dope to be able to like just be like standing on a boat and then just jab your foot down into the water and pull out a fish that's like speared on it. That'd be sweet.
Like a bald eagle. I feel like what I would say, but being that it's the feet, my first thought goes to obviously kangaroo because I want to jump a lot, but it's just the feet. It's not the entire like leg mechanism.
Hey, hold on. I'm willing to. Okay, so I have a rule when I play these hypothetical games like this. Like if I say what super ability could you have and you say flight.
Yeah.
Like I assume that you like it's granted that you'll be able to breathe at altitude.
Oh,
not
sure.
That you can only fly 9 feet high before you start having problems.
Yeah, but I also feel like a kangaroo's feet aren't what make it jump. It's the whole leg and its whole.
You need the tail and everything.
Yeah, sure.
But if you want to say feet for jumping, I'm okay with that, is what I'm saying. Is that we could just, we could be, We could overdo it, and I'll be okay.
Because when you said the feet thing, my mind went to, okay, what animal is going to give me the thing? You see those people that have the jumpy, curvy things that they attach to their calves. And like almost like those robots from Boston Dynamics have, right? They run around and they absorb.
More about that coming up on Nerd Talk Plus.
Oh, great. So like that, I was like, okay, what animal is going to give me that? Oh, a kangaroo would give me that. But the legs. So anyway, my backup answer is for sure like a chimpanzee. So I can like pick stuff up with my feet and do cool stuff with my feet. Have opposable big toes.
Okay, so what if I change the question just a little bit to say that you get to become like, what do you call it when you have like half human, half horse, like
like a centaur. Oh yeah, I guess what you mean. Like a griffin would be a lion and a eagle, right? A centaur is a human and a horse.
Like a hybrid beast is is what I get when I Google here. Like, so if you wanted the bottom half of an animal with the top half of
a person.
Yeah, yeah. You would pick a kangaroo, you think?
I mean, yeah, I'd go kangaroo because then I also got a pouch.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
I mean, fun fact about kangaroo pouches is it's not just like fuzzy and stuff in there. It's like the kangaroo's uterus. So when the little Joey jumps back into the pouch, it's just disgusting, like guts and nasty gooiness.
I always figured as much. It's not like an oven mitt.
Right. It's it's not like you're jumping into.
An oven mitt full of jelly.
It's like you're not jumping into the hand pocket of a hoodie. Right? That you, both of your hands can go into.
Yeah, you ever put a cat in there and then they like stick their head out and they're like, hey, what's going on? Yeah, and you're like, yeah, cat. Yeah. Like that. It's not like that.
You're covered in Kanga goo.
Hey, everybody.
But it would be pretty cool to have that. I would love to have the legs and uterus of a kangaroo.
I don't know how the hell I'm supposed to follow that, but I think about it like we used to talk a lot about superpowers that were kind of like stupid, that aren't really that cool, but are cool.
Yeah.
And I always wanted 40-foot flying jump kick. Okay. So like I could kick someone from like 40 feet away. And again, like if they're in a window 30 feet up and I'm 10 feet away, I can fly up there and hit them without dying when I land.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You'd have to take in the.
And so kangaroo is a pretty close. That'd be pretty close. Now, based on my, when my buddy John Manley asked me what X-Men I would be, and I picked Professor X, and he was like, you're literally the only person who has ever chosen that. There's no such thing as people choosing that. I'm like, what stupid animal would I end up choosing? And then I'd be like, turtle, so I can have a shell. And then you're like, yeah, dude. But like,
of all of the things that you could have chosen, you chose turtle because of the shell.
Now, I'm surprised you didn't choose, you become a merman and have a whale lower half.
I know, especially everything that we know about orca wieners at this point. Like, you would think I would go for that.
Yeah, so.
Those old ladies aren't ready for it, though.
I don't know if the internet's, if the internet knows what it's ready for if you make that. Also, let's make that.
Yeah.
Merman porn? That sounds old lady merman porn.
I guarantee it exists. I'm not going to prove it, but I guarantee it. If you've just thought of it exists.
Wow, this is troubling what we got this far off topic. I love it.
Yeah.
I would like maybe like dragon lower half or something like that. Like,
yeah.
Big mythical tail, or I would be like a long, 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 long tube. Fly around like a ribbon curling up, like, oh, hello.
You say that as if you're not already like a 6'5" tube.
It's perfect, then. It's perfect. Like, if I could be a 26'5" tube, I'm going to become a 26'5" tube. That's perfect.
Turd nerd.
Well, good news, Brandon. We can finally get off to Universal Studios. Hooray, said no one ever. Nintendo's Super Mario World theme park is coming to the U.S. Universal Studios Hollywood is opening their first new extension since the Wizarding World of Harry Potter landed a few years back. Japan already has a theme park full of colorful characters from the Mario World in Osaka, and in 2023, you'll be able to bust blocks and search for Princess Peach 2, but without needing a passport or a teleporting pipe. This should be cool. Now, do plumbers get a discount? Is my immediate. If you're a licensed plumber, do I get in for free?
What if you're Italian?
What if I'm a really bad caricature of an Italian? Huh. Because I have been doing Duolingo Italian for more than a year. You see how I'm talking with my hands already?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mamma mia. I am so incredibly excited for this. I'm mostly excited to see if, you know, it's a Super Mario World theme park. So is it going to limit it to the world, like Super Mario World? Or do we get an extension to Mario Kart and an extension into, Yoshi's Big Adventure, yeah. Right? All of these things.
Yeah. Here's my concern is that it's... I'm sure they advertise with us on some capacity, yeah. But I've never wanted to go to Universal Studios, even when it was like, we could do nothing or go there. And I'm like, I don't.
I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Disneyland, I'm in. And if it was like Super Mario World at Disneyland, I think I'd be like, oh, because Disney just goes balls out.
Right.
Now, I don't know if the Wizarding World of Harry Potter was cool or not. I'm sure.
I've heard it is very, from a lot of people that I know who have been to the one in, is it London where it's at or somewhere
sure.
in the
There's
UK.
There's one in London for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. From the people that I know that have been there, it is actually incredible and it is, does feel super immersive. I mean, that's what Disney does, right? I haven't been down there, but from what I've seen of the Star Wars world down at, Disneyland, it's in Disneyland, right? From what I've seen of that so far, the immersion, all of that looks amazing. Universal Studios, do they do that immersion as well? But also, like, it's a cartoon, you know? It's like the immersion is going to be a little bit different. You're not going to be able to like dress a short Italian guy as a plumber as Mario and get me to believe that it's actually Mario. But you can put a guy in a stormtrooper costume, and I'm like, yeah, okay, I get that.
He rolls up in a van that says "Turd Nerd."
he's throwing hybrid Gregor turtles at people.
Why would you choose that? according to Engadget.com, the story here is the U.S. spin on the attraction. Fans can expect an interactive area, a special themed ride, and themed shopping and dining.
I mean,
all right,
that's still like one ride. One, you know, it doesn't sound quite. I mean,
that's what Star Wars is, right?
Yeah,
because it's just the. It's not even a ride. You just go on the Millennium Falcon, right? It's not like.
I don't know. There's a lot more. I think that the idea with this is what I'm talking about, like. With the Star Wars one, it's all about the immersion. It's all about walking into that area of Disneyland and automatically feeling like you've been transported into a galaxy far, far away. And can you do that on a limited fashion with something like the Super Mario World? Like, if I don't get to go down a pipe... Yeah, a 20-foot long Gregor tube and come out on 26-foot-5 Gregor tube and come out on the other end in, you know, a dungeon, then is it at it how will it feel immersive? How will they make an immersion of something like that without doing something like, you know, what if they did it like Mario Party, where it is just a bunch of mini games that you get to do as you go around, like life-size Mario Party or something like that? Or that's why I bring in, maybe it's go-karts, maybe they do a Mario Kart and you do get to throw bananas at people and have it not be racist.
This isn't an Italian soccer match.
That's where Super Mario gets it. Mario is just an Italian soccer ultra. No, how did we not see this before?
Now, you've seen the scary footage of the parkour robot or the patrol robot dog, who is definitely just a patrol dog and definitely not armable with compact laser weapons for frying immigrants of the future. Now we're going to get to ride on a robot goat. And this is the reason why I bring this up now is because I kind of feel like Super Mario World at Universal Studios, they could get one of these things and dress it up with a Yoshi skin over it, and then you could like go prancing around on a Yoshi. It's not quite that graceful. Like, it's worth looking at the GIF if you click through, Brandon.
Yeah.
It's a Kawasaki, the motorcycle making. They're taking a hard tangent from motorcycles and focusing on a quadrupedal robot that saunters along like a damn goat to complete the look. They've even fitted a thing with a head. It's a pretty sleek looking head, actually, and like some handlebars, and it's less pungent than a Tauntaun. That's nice, even on the inside. And it looks like people sort of like riding a four-legged pogo stick welded together to like a seat. It doesn't look very dexterous, but I guess it would be better than walking through the mountain pass or whatever you would do.
We have horses. You know, like,
but I want one that needs to be charged every 90 minutes.
Of course. And we need those horse hearts.
Yeah, so I mean, if I'm going to have a super heart for my ultra long dragon body, I'm going to need.
Well, okay, my question here is like, look, it's very cool, the technology, like, you know, you take this and you you think about the fact that this person gets to, I'm watching the GIF now, the person gets to get on this and you can ride it up a mountain without worrying about the potential animal cruelty that is happening to the horse that you're riding or having to feed and all of that. Maybe it becomes a solar powered goat or something like that, where it becomes sustainable.
Or it's a pack mule or something.
Right, exactly. So you can take these things and maybe traverse rough terrain and whatever. I guess I get why then, because of the rough terrain and taking it up mountains and stuff, that it's a goat. However, I feel like we've really limited our imagination here. Like, we were just talking, you chose Professor X as your X-Men that you would be. These people chose a goat. How imaginative. The thing that already goes up a mountain. Like, why didn't you choose something completely different? Like, why didn't you choose a dragon with a whale butt or something? Like, why didn't you choose...
why isn't it a hover goat? Like, right. Why, like, come on. Think bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so,
how about a monarch butterfly? I want that in robot form.
I don't know if we do want that. I feel like unless it goes through the entire like metamorphosis process and it started as a large robotic caterpillar, I feel like the engineering would be a lot cooler to see in that process.
My child is 1,000% behind you on this. He's like, yeah. I watched that.
Dude, speaking of a turd nerd, I saw that birthday card that your kid wrote, and that is incredible. Your kid is already a better host of this show than either of us ever could be.
For a detail, we took my kid to a gymnastics birthday party. He's 4. Going to someone's birthday, who's turning 5. And we got there, and it's like gymnastics, and it's like free, like, what do you call it? Free reign of this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like rope swings and like just all the fun stuff that you have ever wanted to do in PE class as a kid. They have it now for kids to do this for birthday parties. Super cool. We get there and he hasn't finished his custom hand-drawn birthday card of the solar system that he's doing. And it's like, okay, like we did all the different planets and they look terrible like a 4-year-old would do, right? But it's very cool also. Yeah. But it's the, he specifically needs to fill in what is going on. And so like, he really needs to point out that Mercury and Venus are about to smash into each other in the early formation as Jupiter is making its way inward towards the sun before Saturn pulls it back. Like, and so he has his mother writing these notes all over the thing. And then I watch, he doesn't go play. And like, he fights us and we have to like threaten to go home and all this stuff just to get him to like go play for a minute. And it's not because he's like, it's not like a social anxiety thing either. He doesn't care at all that they're like, he's like, I go to gymnastics all the time. This is, that's not the issue here. The issue is I got to finish this card.
I like he's really
committed.
When I was looking at the card, I'm like, okay, this is definitely a smart kid. His parents have, he's very detailed. He's remembered a lot of the things that you've taught him about space. And then I was like, oh, but there's also a lot of his father in there because I see that he's drawn an asteroid about to hit Earth. So that feels just about right.
He's like, hey, do you guys know how the dinosaurs died? Is like his lead off with just like strangers. And they're like, what? And he's like, yeah. And then he talks like a 4-year-old. So like it's rushed and the punctuation is terrible and you can't understand him. And so it's like, and like you should see his grandmother's just, Deb's eyes just roll back. Like, within like 5 seconds, she goes blank.
Can you please be into baseball or something?
How about cleaning house? Could that be a thing to get into? Yeah. No, Nana. No, get the hell out of here, you idiot. Anyway, get ready to ride a robot goat, kid, while you're doing your art for birthday presents or whatever that is.
Now, a gymnastic robot goat sounds awesome.
Dude, I am so jealous of the gymnastics. The kids look like they have so much fun.
Yeah,
but anyway.
You ever been to one of those trampoline, those big trampoline rooms or anything like that?
I mean, no negativity to anyone who runs a business like this. I'm like, I'm good on you for doing it, but it is like the number one way that people my age blow out their knees.
Oh, absolutely.
It's, I mean, it's The number of times I've run into somebody who has a kid that's less than 10, it's like, yeah, I had MCL surgery. We're not talking about Jordan Morris from the Seattle Sounders who has to do it because he gets hurt in a game. It's like, no, I was trying to do a flip as a dad and I landed on the thing and my knee buckled.
Ooh. I mean, I think I went up one too many stairs over the weekend and now I like feel like I tore something in my hip. So I'm not going to these things, but I've been to them and I'm terrified of them because of, like, honestly, it's not the chance that I'm going to tear every single ligament in my body. Which would happen. It's more of like the thought, even just thinking about it right now, the thought of the trampoline burn that will undoubtedly happen because I'm hopping across this massive room and I'm going to truck over a 4-year-old and destroy him and myself and get trampoline burn in the process. Like, that's what terrifies me. Not hurting the kid, whatever about that. They signed a waiver. They knew what they were in for. More of the burn that's going to happen because of my absolute terrible fall.
How exciting.
Yeah.
These places are wild and I like dream of being able to like do these things, and I absolutely can't. You also, a couple weeks ago, we talked about how you have this irrational fear of when you are done with your Invisalign equivalent.
Oh yeah,
that they'll have to trim your teeth.
Yeah,
it's like a nightmare that you have. Yeah. It is now also my nightmare. Oh, so great. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm also doing the Invisalign thing, and it's like, oh no. Yeah.
Now maybe we'll be able to go do those trampoline things, and if we would just get pig hearts, and maybe if we would have just gotten pig teeth, we wouldn't have to do Invisalign.
Hey, and while we're at it, let's get the pigments and get them to put them into our knees when we're done, and we're all set.
I mean, this is literally the plot of a South Park episode, I'm 90% sure.
And afterwards, we can have barbecue.
Oh, perfect. But keep those pickled feet.
How rich do you think Pete Davidson, the comedian, is?
I honestly, not that rich. Yeah. He's in the news 100% of the time, but before I met you, I would have thought you were rich, because I heard you on the radio all the time, and so I just imagined that that meant that you were rich. So by the transitive factor, I just don't think that Pete Davidson is necessarily that rich.
Well, comedian Kanye Faux and now almost astronaut Pete Davidson will be traveling on board one of Jeff Bezos' wiener-shaped rockets to near space sometime this week. And I guess, like, while the ride is probably pretty thrilling atop that much effectively dynamite shooting you in the air, Blue Origin gives you just a taste of life above the Kármán line. He'll join William Shatner and Michael Strahan among celebs paying to see round Earth from above. NASA won't call you an astronaut, but you do technically go past the Kármán line, which denotes that you have been to outer space.
Yeah.
Unlike the Virgin Galactic, which does not go that high and gives you a similar experience, though.
I wonder if you had told us 10 years ago, like, who were going to be the first few celebrities to space. If you had named...
Showed you a picture of Pete Davidson, you'd be like, who's this guy?
It was Pete Davidson, Michael Strahan, and William Shatner. I'd have been like, random. Very random. Like, this feels
also, I would have never guessed Pete Davidson today, knowing what I know about it. If you would have said Kanye, I would have been like, oh, yeah, that makes
sense. Well, see, now I'm just concerned that Kanye is going to, like, bribe Bezos to just blow the dang thing before Pete Davidson is able to make it back to Earth.
Someone says, bad news, Kanye, the ride only lasts 13 minutes before he comes back down to Earth for you.
Yeah.
They've got beef right now because of his ex and
Pete Davidson. Well, and I'm wondering if that's how Pete Davidson is affording his trip to space, is by dating Kanye's ex, Kim Kardashian.
I wonder if Bezos at some point is like, oh, I'll fund this because this nerd going up will actually sell a lot more younger people into doing it. I wonder if it's like an influencer opportunity a little bit.
Yeah.
Or if Pete Davidson just has crazy money that we're unaware of.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's what is that sound? Is printing into this printer while I'm doing
this? Okay, wait, hold on. Did it stop?
Yes, it stopped.
The beauty of making things live. Okay,
yeah.
I'm flustered. Let's move on. How about that, huh?
Yeah, Pete Davidson, apparently rich, great. Awesome. Kanye's going to blow him up in space. What if Kanye builds a rocket What if Kanye builds a rocket that takes him a little bit higher than Pete Davidson because he thinks that that's what Kim Kardashian wants?
Yeah, you know, he would build the rocket like the guy who built his own rocket, and then that's not good.
Imagine Pete Davidson. What we said, imagine us 10 years ago thinking about these first three celebrities to space. Imagine Pete Davidson 10 years ago listening to Kanye in middle school, thinking about someday I'm going to steal this guy's wife and he's going to hate me.
Well, that's not, I don't feel like that's fair.
Already, I don't care about the actual, what actually happened. It's just the entire idea that Pete Davidson is dating this man whose music he was probably
texting with him. Like, he's like texting Kanye and Kanye's posting the text on Instagram. It's like, and Pete Davidson comes out looking way better than Kanye. Anyway, this is a good final note to wrap up on here before we talk about pie. An iconic piece of 1960s hippie culture is finally making a comeback. This has been teased throughout my entire adult life, and that has been long. The Volkswagen minibus is back, starting later this year in Europe and next year in the U.S. An all-electric version of the classic super polluter returns to showrooms, both as like a fun camping vehicle or as a cargo van. The thing is rumored to have level 4 automation by the year 2025, meaning that it could become a self-driving rideshare vehicle. There's going to be some if the minivan is rocking, don't come a knocking when that thing can drive itself, I think. Also, this week the U.S. announced that they like removed the requirement that you have to have a person present to operate a vehicle with level 4 automation. Like, now it can, they're able to send these cars out by themselves without an emergency operator.
That feels like we're kind of getting ahead of ourselves a little bit. Like, it feels like we're still figuring out how to make those cars automated. But like, back to the Volkswagen minibus, have we just run out of ideas? All of the new cars these days are just versions of the old cars. It's like, how about we do a Ford Bronco, but newer with and smoother? Or like, how about we make a Volkswagen Bug but rounder? It's like, what about Toy Story 4?
That exists, I think.
Right? No, I know. That's the point. It's like, we just keep making, like, what if we just redid Alien? You know?
I get more upset about the just reviving things from the 80s that were maybe sort like that are nostalgic but not necessarily good. Like, how about we make Contra the movie? Like,
yeah.
Like, we don't, you could just make a movie about guys shooting aliens. Like, that's fine. Or you don't have to do another Predator or whatever. You could just make a new alien that you fight. But then,
I mean,
you don't
get, we're rebooting the Cold War right now.
Perfect timing, right?
Yeah, I guess. Come on, guys, give me something new.
I'm okay with cars doing it. There's something about something that works for me more than that, than on a creative medium where you could write any story you want, but instead you just decide that you're going to do another Batman. And even Batman is fine because it's serialized through comic books for forever.
Right.
I'm trying to think of an example of a movie that just, I'm just like, when they made Battleship, and then it's like, not like, B6 is not a thing. They just used the freaking branding.
Watching, if you haven't seen the movie Battleship, it's worth watching. It's incredible because, like, it wasn't until the end of the movie. So first of all, Liam Neeson and Rihanna star in Battleship the movie. Okay. And no hate, because
You never thought you would say that.
Right. I also never thought I'd say Pete Davidson's going to space. The entire, I'm like, okay, I'll go watch this movie. So I'm watching this movie in theaters for some reason. I don't see any movies in theaters, but for some reason I saw Battleship in theaters. And it's not until like toward the end of the movie, when this naval submarine is fighting like these aliens that you can't see, that I realized that they were literally playing the game Battle. Like, this movie was a movie adaptation of the board game Battleship. And I was like,
well, what sector should we hit them in now? B7.
It was literally like that. They're like, it looks like they're going this way. That one was a miss. Let's try A9. And then it's a hit, sir. Okay, A10. And you're like, this is literally,
what does Rihanna think?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard the new Batman is just a guess who.
Oh, cool. That's fine. I mean,
I get, but yeah, no. How about when they remade Red Dawn? Just to continue with this, like, communism and all that stuff that's happening. Like, they remade, or Point Break, like, the same idea. It's like, you just
remade
the movie, but with newer movie stuff. To that point, it literally feels like it's the VWID.buzz-version2-final. It's like the same way that I name files when I'm working. You know, it's like version two, this final one, but this one's actually final .mp3.
Yeah, I mean, it's the name was a real killer for me, but it looks cool, man. And I want an EV so bad. I wanted an electric car, and my wife won't let me buy a Tesla, and so it's like, what are you gonna do?
She's like,
you don't have the money for a Tesla, is why she's not going to let me buy one.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, let's just blame her.
She's not gonna let you buy a Tesla with not your money.
My wife, the bank.
My wife, Janet Yellen.
Wow, that's all right. Well, Brandon,
I think she's the director of the Federal Bank.
That brings us to the end of another action-packed episode and a time to reflect on what we've learned with a segment called "What Did We Learn This Week?"
Wait, you know what I didn't learn this week?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite pie?
For sure, it's the cream cheese cherry pie.
Ooh.
A cream cheese filling that's like half cream cheese and half powdered sugar whipped together until it makes a solid, thick base.
Yeah.
And then you do the candied cherries over the top.
Okay.
I can accept other fruit, too. No big deal. Whatever.
That feels like it's almost like not a pie. It almost feels like it's a cheesecake.
Hey, why don't you go f*** yourself?
Fair enough. What did I learn this week? That I can go f*** myself.
It is most definitely a pie, and you know where I buy it a lot of times in a different version because they use raspberries instead, is at the Snohomish Pie Company. So
Fair enough, Brandon.
Yeah. What's your favorite pie, you idiot?
Can you buy bottled water at the Snohomish Pie Company? And does that make that bottled water a pie, Greg?
I mean, it's if the water's served in a pie tin, I'm willing to have this this kind of like weird discussion that you're bringing up. But no, if it's just normal bottled water, no, it's not pie.
Okay. So just because the pie company sells it doesn't make it a pie. But I will give you the fact that the cherry thing is a pie.
And that it's in a crust and that it comes in a pie tin. And it's,
so does cake. Some cakes do, too.
Yeah, just sit this one out, cake.
Okay. Dutch apple, in my opinion, favorite pie. I just love an apple pie in general. And you put all the crumbly tumblies on top and I'm in.
It's my wife's specialty. That's her thing that she does the best. And forever she made these pies with the green apples and the Granny Smiths, and it would be, it'd come out, it'd be like nice and tart and everything, and then like one year we just didn't have enough for whatever reason, and so we had some Pink Ladies.
Yeah.
And so she's like, well, is it okay if I just mix them? And I was like, oh, I prefer a sweet apple to a sour apple, or a tart apple rather. And so she was like, okay, we'll mix them. And it made the most incredible pie, again with the crumbly bumblies on the top, and oh my god, I would eat it right now if she could. I would eat my wife's pie right now.
What did I learn this week?
Anyway, that brings us to the end of another very compelling show. One where we talked about a lot and made some real strides. It's time for a segment that we call What Did We Learn This Week?
I learned this week that a kangaroo pouch is something that I could have grafted onto my body. What did you learn this week?
Well, that Brandon's not going to yuck people's yum.
That's true. You know what? I have tried to make that more of a habit in my life, is to stop gatekeeping. I don't feel like I'm that much of a gatekeeper, but you know what? Don't yuck other people's yum.
There's no reason to be negative about something that you're not participating in. There's just like,
unless
whatever.
It's like, you know, if you're a Nazi, I'm going to yuck that yum.
Or if you're shooting rockets into maternity wards in Ukraine. Yeah.
Or if you're Kanye West shooting rockets into Pete Davidson.
What else did we learn this week, Brandon?
I learned that Pete Davidson is way richer than I thought.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Did you learn anything else this week?
Oh, I did. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm so ready.
Brandon got a new job making old lady merman porn.
Well, you haven't seen my orchid. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Well, thanks for joining us. Every Tuesday, we go live on the Odyssey app at 10 a.m. And if you found this by digging around online, well, then shame on you. That's not supposed to happen. How dare you? No, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. And have a great week.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.